الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين، نستعينه ونستغفره ونسأله الكرامة فيما بعد الموت لنا ولجميع المؤمنين، ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن سيدنا وسندنا ومولانا محمدا أرسله الله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله ولو كره المشركون. وبعد، قال الله تعالى عز وجل في الكتاب الكريم: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله ولتنظر نفس ما قدمت لغد واتقوا الله إن الله خبير بما تعملون. ولا تكونوا كالذين نسوا الله فأنساهم أنفسهم أولئك هم الفاسقون. وقال في آية أخرى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم: شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان، صدق الله العظيم. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: من صام رمضان إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه. وقال في الحديث الآخر: من لم يدع قول الزور والعمل به فليس لله حاجة أن يضع طعامه وشرابه. صدق رسول الله، أو صدق حبيب الله، أو كما قال. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, youth, children, all praise belongs to Allah at any time. We praise Him. We seek protection with Him from any kind of evil that could come into our minds, our hearts, or our actions. We bring salawat on Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We affirm that there is no God but Allah, and that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the messenger of Allah. We are into the third part of the month of Ramadan. We've gone through the first, third, full of mercy. We have gone through the second, third, full of possibilities for forgiveness. And now, alhamdulillah, with expectations of this great night, we have an opportunity to be delivered or moved far away from the possibilities of hellfire. Month of Ramadan, my brothers and sisters, is the month of opportunities for a true believer. If you and I have witnessed coming of Ramadan and we did not utilize the opportunity to better our relationship with God Almighty, with ourselves, with our family members, with our neighbors, with the environment in which we live, then we have missed a great opportunity of the year. Yes, God Almighty is so merciful that He gives us that opportunity every year. Yet, we often forget. But this chance, inshallah, gives me an opportunity to remind you and myself that still We have 10 days. And still, you and I, inshallah, could be witnessed by malaika. And we could be recorded if we do khair during that time. If we are in ibadah during the time, we could be recorded as we have been in ibadah for 83 years plus. I'm talking about Laylatul Qadr. So my brothers and sisters, if you take Ramadan in a nutshell, let me take you through fast and then focus on three or four points that are essential for this part of Ramadan. First of all, month of Ramadan is the month of the Quran. It's not only because it was revealed in the month of Ramadan, but it is the message that transcends, goes beyond time into every generation as the message that is manual of our life. So month of Ramadan is some sort of a book of our way of living. And God Almighty says in the Quran, شَهْرُ رَمَضَانَ الَّذِي أُنزِلَ فِيهِ الْقُرْآنَ هُدًى لِلنَّاسِ. It's a guidance. These are signs that are on the road for you and I, so that we do not go astray. Signs to better ourselves personally, individually, and then to move to the larger groups, or starting from our family into the society, into the greater, we could say, village of humanity. So it is the month of the Quran. Month of Ramadan is the month of taqwa. During the month of Ramadan, it is expected from each one of us that we get more aware of Allah, that we get closer to Allah. Actually, the purpose of fasting, as God Almighty says, not only of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and us Muslims, but purpose of fasting of all other prophets was لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ, so that you can attain that level of taqwa, awareness of God Almighty. The month of Ramadan is the month of the family. It is natural that we have in our families certain issues, certain problems, certain conflicts. Month of Ramadan then comes as a remedy, that we remedy all these conflicts. Husband, wife, parents, children, children, parents. This is an opportunity to forgive and forget and move forward. We are well aware that during regular time or times, we don't have opportunities to see one another, to be with one another, to eat with one another, to talk to one another. In the month of Ramadan, we have it all. At least we should, if we fast, if we pray, we should be with one another at least 2-3 times. And being with one another gives us an opportunity, inshallah, to understand one another more. For indeed, if month of Ramadan goes and our relationships do not smooth, do not get better, again we have missed the opportunity. Month of Ramadan is the month of the community. When we all get together with all our differences, alhamdulillah, today we are sitting under one roof with one purpose, to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this needs to continue after the month of Ramadan. When I say community, I don't mean just our IIT, Toronto, Canadian Muslim community. I mean Gaza too. This is a time when you and I send our direct messages to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help our brothers and sisters in Gaza. Dhulm, you know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he talks about punishing people, He never said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would punish people for kufr. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would punish people for injustice and dhulm. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would punish people for injustice and dhulm. Each one of us, if we feel with our brothers and sisters in Gaza, we are mazlumin. Please make dua for them. Make dua for them. Sincerely, from the bottom of your heart. And don't think that dua is a symbolic stuff. Dua, it's a real stuff. As long as we meet criteria of dua. And one of these criteria is hudurul qalb, presence of your heart. If you and I talk to Allah just by lip service, without connecting with our brain and our hearts, it's called lip service. It doesn't fly too far. But when dua meets criteria such as hudurul qalb, or absence or lack of haram conditions in our lives, then our dua is without hijab. Our dua is without borders. Our dua is listened. And subhanallah, such duas, my brothers and sisters, have worked. I have seen, I have witnessed this reality. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us, dua. Because month of Ramadan is the month of dua. Raise your hands to me. وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if my ibad ask about me, of me, tell them, فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ, I am very close. أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِ إِذَا دَعَانٌ, I respond to the calls when I am called upon. فَلْيَسْتَجِيبُوا لِي وَلْيُؤْمِنُوا بِي لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْشُدُونَ. Therefore, they should call upon me and believe. And believe. They should not doubt. Don't say, you know, if Allah would forgive. Allah, say, Allah would forgive. I'm calling Him to forgive. I'm calling Him to help. When we are with dua, let me just mention this. Please, don't make dua against yourself. Don't make dua against your wife, your husband. Don't make dua against your children. Don't make dua against your property, for indeed, dua could be responded and we could be sorry. Don't make dua against these categories. Make dua when it is trouble, but when everything goes well, make even more duas. So a Muslim, a believer, doesn't go back to Allah only when he or she needs something. We go back to Allah when everything is perfect in our lives. That's the reason why in Bosnia we have a saying, when everything goes well, put a pebble in your shoe so that it can bug you a bit, so that we don't get arrogant. We don't think that we can do everything. We are the perfect. So go back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Make dua for people who are absent. Dua of a ga'ib. لغائب. Dua of a person in absence for another person in, you know, who is far away from him or her, is dua that would, as Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, that would be answered in the most precise and fastest way. So make dua for those who are absent, who are close to your heart, maybe distance they're absent. Month of Ramadan is the month in which voluntary actions are counted as fard in reward. So if you do Taraweeh, it's a voluntary action. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would put it on your record as you have done fard. But fard is counted in the sight of God Almighty in Ramadan as you have done 70 fards. We all have missed many furud. We all have missed many opportunities. This is an opportunity, inshallah, to polish our record with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is the month of Laylatul Qadr. Laylatul Qadr khayrun min alfi shahr. This night is better than 1,000 months. And that means 83 plus years. God Almighty would record our good deeds, inshallah, if they are witnessed by Malaika, as suggested earlier, that God Almighty would record that deed as we have been worshipping Him for 83 years straight, plus. Month of Ramadan, my brothers and sisters, is month of polishing this relationship with God Almighty. And dua is one of the best ways to do so. الدعاء مخ العبادة. دعاء is the essence of worship. عماد الدين. You know that Prophet Muhammad SAW said for salah, it's عماد الدين. But دعاء is مخ, it's the essence of our worship. And that's the reason why Prophet Muhammad SAW said, من لم يسأل الله يغضب عليه. If you would like to polish your relationship with God Almighty, ask of Him. Ask of Him. People who don't ask of Him, God Almighty is not happy with them. And Prophet, peace be upon him, said in another hadith, he said, when we raise hands to Allah, subhanallah, Allah would feel shy to return these hands empty. That's the meaning of the hadith. Allah would feel shy to return our hands empty. So make a lot of du'as in Ramadan, inshallah. Month of du'a is an opportunity to fix ourselves and our relationship with ourselves. Subhanallah. Everybody goes, you know, through different, means of helping himself. We go to people, you know, to people who would suggest what we need to do in terms of our psychological life, our diet, you know, our spiritual lives. We ask for help. Brothers and sisters, please. First step on helping ourselves is go back to Allah. It's called tawbah. When you go back to Allah, when you make tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that's the beginning of you acknowledging that not everything is okay in your life. That's the beginning of you rectifying your life. Actually, in modern counseling services, they say, if a person who comes for counseling doesn't acknowledge that he or she has made a mistake, they will never be able to solve their problem. Translated into this relationship with God Almighty, if you and I do not acknowledge that we do have some nuts in our pockets, that we have made mistakes, we will never be able to fix this or polish this relationship. So we go back to Allah. That's exactly what Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said. At-ta'ibu min al-dhanb kaman la dhanba lah. A person who goes back to Allah, who makes tawbah to Allah, is like one who never made a mistake. So month of Ramadan, alhamdulillah, is the month when we polish our relationships with God Almighty. It is the month of behavioral modification. Subhanallah. Month of Ramadan is the month of behavioral modification. What does it mean? It means that Muslims become much more diligent in their attitudes, in their behavior, in what they say, how they say. Month of Ramadan becomes some sort of a filter for our thoughts, our ideas, our words, our actions, our behavior. And that's the reason why Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, if somebody tries to fight you in the month of Ramadan, if somebody is abusive to you, then you just say, in this time, I am fasting. And I am fasting not just from food and drink. I am fasting from any other things, including فواحش and indecent talk. من لم يدع قول الزور والعمل به فليس لله حاجة أن يضع طعامه وشرابه. God Almighty is not after us being hungry or thirsty. No.
God Almighty is after us being full, total personalities. Insan, Kamil, with all its aspects, be it moral, be it spiritual, be it physical, be it behavioral, be it intellectual, and so on and so forth. So God Almighty looks or expects that we, during month of Ramadan, change ourselves on all these levels. So it is the month of behavioral modification. That's the reason why Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Shahru Ramadan, Shahru Sabr. Month of Ramadan is the month of patience. And patience in Islam gets reward of nothing else but Jannah. Last point. Month of Ramadan is the month of generosity. Month of Ramadan is the month of generosity. It is way to reconnect with Prophet's Sunnah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the most generous person in the universe. كان أجود الناس. And he was the most generous in the month of Ramadan. He was described so much, so generous, that he is like a rain-bearing wind. Rihul Mursala. You know, desert, just sun, everything dry. And all of a sudden, wind brings rain, everything becomes green. That was Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Like a rain-bearing wind. What a metaphor. He brings life to people, to their spirit, to their energy, to their enthusiasm. And that's what we need to energize in our community. So today, example, you have two ways of having, you know, action items done right on the spot. Right on the spot. Next week you can do many others. Besides these two, I suggest you have this project that you have. Wallahi, I'm telling you, whenever I come into this institution, I feel comfortable. Not just with structure, but with you. You are zina, you are beauty of this masjid. Those children that I have seen this morning are beauty of this masjid. Those children tell me very directly and indirectly that future of Islam is a reality in Canada. We are not going anywhere. This is our land. This is our masjid. And we are here to stay. We better buy ourselves graves. We are not going anywhere. Canada, over Medina. And you and I have to build these institutions on that level. I almost wanted to say we envy you what you have, but envy is not okay. We are very proud of what you have, but we want to have what you have, because it gives purpose of living. So we are building this masjid and center in Bar Heaven. It's almost like heaven. It's a beautiful place. We have 10,000 people in that area. Very young families. Some schools have like 40-50%, you know, public schools, 40-50% Muslim kids in them. We don't have masjid. However, some kids gone astray. Some of them finish even in prison. We want to prevent it. Masjid, center, excellent opportunity. Please, inshallah, help us to have something like yourself. Help us. Anything works. Penny doesn't work. Dollar, 100, 1,000. May Allah reward you, inshallah. And may Allah, because of this generosity today that you would put into the box or through plastic that we, you know, have. We also have machines. Don't worry, inshallah. If you say no cash, we have machines. Don't worry. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put on the account of your family to be saved from any social evil, and on the account of those who have passed away, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala send this as a gift. All of us have somebody who have passed away. Today you have a chance to put waqf on behalf of these in your family. Please do so. Last point. I don't want to say I, It was, alhamdulillah, I'm very humbled and blessed that I have written a book that talks my story by myself. I don't want people who don't know my story and who don't like my story to tell my story. Let me repeat it again. I don't want people who don't know my story and who don't like my story to tell my story. My narrative from today and narratives of your kids would be told by us. We will be writing it. Our history is recorded by us. We don't want somebody to write our history on their terms. This book will tell you about our history. Please put it on the table. When you don't have anything to do, read it. Don't put it under the table to hold the balance of your table, please. Read it. Read it. Give your kids. When you finish, give to your neighbor. Give to your neighbor as a gift. It's only $20, but it helps. This $20 doesn't go to the author. It goes to printing new books, because our aim is to reach every politician, every policy maker, every school, every library by this book. Because we feel it's a good manual for introduction of A, our history, our religious identity vis-a-vis national identity. Do these two contradict or complement one another? It also talks about us integrating, not assimilating into this society. And I give examples of France and Canada and Bosnia. And it also talks about you and I as faithful citizens of this country. Because we are obliged to be faithful citizens of this country. By contract called social contract. وَتُوبُ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَاسْتَغْفِرُ جَمِيعًا فَإِنَّ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ كَانَ يَتُوبُ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَيَسْتَغْفِرُهُ فِي الْيَوْمِ 100 مَرَّةً أَلَا إِنَّ أَحْسَنَ الْكِلَامِ وَأَبْلَغَ النِّظَامِ كلام الله الملك العزيز العلام كما قال الله تبارك وتعالى في نظم الكلام وإذا قرئ القرآن فاستمعوا له وأنصتوا لعلكم ترحمون أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الدين عند الله الإسلام الحمد لله الحمد الكامل والصلاة والسلام على رسولنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. We praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We praise Him for the opportunity of being together on today's day. I praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for seeing so many committed to this deen. On Friday, working day, you did not come on the call of a president or imam. You came because you wanted to come. Your desire to rectify yourself. Your desire to publicly announce who you are. It's through the roof. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you for being part of today's program. So please, inshallah, several action items. Don't forget this place. Support it as much as you can. Don't forget brothers and sisters, children of Gaza. Support them as much as you can. Dua also works. Don't forget South Nepean Muslim community, please, inshallah. On your way out, today's Jummah is devoted to this center. Please, inshallah, give as much as you can. Number four, please, if you are able to buy a book, buy. If you are able to sponsor a book so it goes also to the politicians, please do so. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you. I'll be out there, inshallah, I'll give you my signature as well, so you can carry with you. It's a nice one. So we pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He rewards us all for our generosity, our kindness towards one another, our communities, brothers and sisters across the globe. Alhamdulillah. Wa salatu wa salamu ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Ta'ziman li nabiyhi wa takriman li fakhamati sha'ni sharafi safi. Fa qala azza wa jalla min qa'ilan mukhbiran wa amira. Inna Allaha wa malaikatahu yusalluna 'alan nabiy. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu sallu 'alayhi. Sallu 'alayhi wa sallimu taslima. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتوب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. ربنا اغفر لنا ولجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين الحمد لله. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. وأقيموا الصلاة.